getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go, time once again for Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Back again another week, stack of records. You know the drill. We shall do it again. I'll work my way through this stack of 45s today on the show. No LPs in the stack, just 45s this week. Makes it easier for me. I don't remember to change the speeds, you know what I mean? Let's just get things rolling here with the jam session polka, Eddie Zima and the orchestra. There you have it there. That is Eddie Zima and the orchestra getting us rolling on another Oompa Hour with the Jam Session Polka. And I see my voice is still functioning. I was a little doubtful when I sat down to start the show this week. As you know, we're up in northern Minnesota doing this show every week. And we're not far from the Canadian border where all those forest fires are raging. And all that smoke has been blowing right down here into northeastern Minnesota. And I saw a meme the other day. It said, this air tastes like fireplace, and it does, as we're breathing in a lot of crud down here. In fact, a lot of people are in red zones where if you are compromised in any way, if you have asthma or any sort of breathing thing, or you're a little kid, you shouldn't even be outside. And so for those of us who announce and talk for a living, we talk a lot more and announce a lot more than a normal person does. And man, after doing the my 3-hour show this morning on the radio station and then come in, it was like I couldn't even hardly talk. But, you know, a couple of Diet Pepsis, and I'm ready for an hour of polka music. But I may talk a little less than usual because, yeah, it tastes like fireplace. That is not really a joke. Oy. Hopefully we'll get that all under control here by next week. We'll see how it goes. Let's do the musical air, shall we? This is the Our Love Polka. We'll be right back.
tray. I miss you more and more each day. Now that you're gone, I feel so sad and blue. I can't believe that this is really true. Whatever happened to our love? Whatever happened to you? Now that you're gone, I feel so sad and blue. I can't believe that this is really true. Whatever happened to our love? Whatever happened to you? My love for you will never ever die. I keep on hoping you'll return someday. Whatever happened to our love? Why do you treat me this way?
All right, there you have it there, the musical airs. That's the Our Love Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, just zipping the old 45s out like we do every week. Glad you're along with us for another show. Let's do Marv Herzog. Here's the Peanuts Polka.
Thank you.
go. Everybody knows that one. Marv Herzog and the Peanuts Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out here. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, whereupon I shall suggest you visit, should you find yourself in the area, you know, by accident or something. Oh, you might come on purpose. Really, people actually do that. And it's a pretty impressive place. They're in Superior. On Belknap Street, pretty easy to find there. Just go over the bridge from Minnesota into Wisconsin. At least if you're in Minnesota, you wouldn't do that if you were, say, in Pennsylvania. That wouldn't work at all. The bridge isn't that long. But check them out. You can look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. There's like 1,400 accordions crammed into that place. I'm surprised the floor doesn't cave in. But, a lot of historical information, research materials about the music, the people, the history, all kinds of great stuff. They have the accordion technician and repair school, one of the few places left on Earth for that. They have the concert hall. They have various musical activities and concerts throughout the year. Check them out. Worldofaccordions.org is where they are online, and Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin is where they are in real life. So check them out. World of Accordions. All right. All right. It's Ray Henry and the orchestra. It is over here on turntable number one. It's the Go to Town Polka. There you go, Ray Henry and the orchestra, Go to Town Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out with us for another week here. And, man, we had a lot of storms go through up around this way. We're not far from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, where a big storm went through, knocked over a ton of trees last Monday. I'm telling you, most of the town was without electricity for almost a week. Finally, they had downtown going by midweek. But still, there's still a few houses without power. But holy cow, trees down, power poles snapped right off, and it wasn't a tornado or anything, just straight-line winds in about a 15-minute-long storm. It was crazy, I'm telling you. Fortunately, everything has survived here at Oompa Hour headquarters, so we're okay. Because that's the most important thing that we can polka. Let's do Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Here's a pretty dancing girl. Thank you.
pretty dancing girl, with your tossing curl, set my heart all over. Pretty dancing girl.
There, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, Pretty Dancing Girl, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And what are we doing next? Oh, yeah, well, long time ago. Well, they're all long time ago because we're playing records. None of them are new. But Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys had a pretty big record called I Wish I Was Single Again. Remember that one? And he did do a follow-up to that called Now That I'm Single Again. Well, of course you are, because you sang about how much you wish you were single again. That did not make the little lady very happy, Mr. Lil Wally. But I notice all his records are usually... Now, okay, I didn't look it up. Did he actually get divorced and do a song about it? That's what I... Because I know at least two musicians that did songs about it. In fact, I know one guy got divorced twice and did two songs about it over the years. That were very, very successful. So now it makes me wonder. But in fact, if I remember right, country singer David Allan Coe did like an entire album about the joy of being divorced. Man, would that be boring. Anyway, so Lil Wally had a big record called I Wish I Was Single Again. Well, he had a follow-up record called Now That I'm Single Again. And you never really hear that one. And it does not credit the Harmony Boys at all. It says Lil Wally, Mr. Happiness. On the record, so why not? Here it is.
Now that I'm single again, it feels like I'm in heaven. Tis what I have, hope that she's glad, now I am single again. Tis what I have, hope that she's glad, now I am single again. The judge says you are the man, you pay all, you go to the can. There was his voice, I had no choice, now I am single again. That was his voice, I had no choice, and now I am single, single again. Now that single again, it feels like I'm in heaven. My house and lot, that's what she's got, but I am single again. My house and lot, that's what she's got. But I am single again. Now that I'm single again, it feels like I'm in heaven. I have my fun with everyone, 'cause now I'm single again. I have my fun with everyone, 'cause I am single again.
There you go, little Wally there, now that I'm single again. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week of fun and frolic. Right? Is that what we're... I feel like I'm frolicking anyway, so glad you're hanging out for another week. Hey, if you have request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, we have ways to facilitate that. Yes, we do. We have telephone, we have email, we have Facebook. That's pretty much all the good ways, I think, except semaphore signals or something. I don't know, with the flags. Anybody really do that? I don't know. Anyway, hey, you can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. You can leave a voice message. You can send a text. Again, that's 218-259-2985. You can email oompahour@aol.com or Facebook us, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour should get you there. And if that doesn't work, just go to Facebook and type Oompa Hour into the search, and I'm pretty sure we're the only thing that's going to show up. Oh, let's do the Gil Steel Band, shall we, out of Richmond, Minnesota. And the thing, another, we got to do our waltz here, just because the next record I pulled out was a waltz, and we always do at least one in the show. And I've always thought, if you do a song with no singing in it, you can name it anything. This is the Who Pays Waltz. And my question is, who sings? Apparently nobody. So the song could be called anything. It could be called I Have to Mow the Lawn Waltz. And it would work just the same. Anyway, here's Gil Steel Band, Who Pays Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. Thank you. have it there, the Gil Steel Band, the Who Pays Waltz, and Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show on the air again, wherever it is you happen to be listening, be it radio or streaming or downloading or podcasting or whatever the heck it might be. You know, even if you're listening like on your smartphone right now, and you're listening to a stream or a radio station, you're still, and people, well, that's not radio. It sure is. How do you think Wi-Fi works? Wi-Fi is stinking radio, ladies and gentlemen. Radio signals are flying through the air everywhere you go, full of Wi-Fi. And if you're not on the Wi-Fi and you're on your data carrier that your cell phone works on, you know how cell phone works? That's radio signals going from that phone to that tower. So, yes, it is on the air. The only way it's not is if you downloaded it into a computer that is wired to the internet and you're listening to it on a computer. Then you're not listening on the air. So most of you are listening on the air, I betcha. Not that it matters. Anyway, here's Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, Rosie's My Baby.
She's my baby, I don't mean maybe, she is my sweetie pie. Rosie's my baby, I don't mean maybe, she is my sweetie pie. When I hug Rosie, everything seems cozy, our love will never die. When I hug Rosie, everything seems cozy, our love will never die. Lalecka, ma ciemne łaczka, usta czerwone ma. Rusia lalecka, ma ciemne łaczka, usta czerwone ma. Rusia kochana, jest dla mnie wybrana, będziesz moja żona. Rusia kochana, tyś dla mnie wybrana, będziesz moja żona.
He's my baby, and you could be darn sure he's not singing to the robot from the Jetsons. Remember the Jetsons? A robot was named Rosie. I mean, she'd go, bink, bink, and then she would say profound things occasionally. Anyway, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, you're in the middle of another one of these big messes. It is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, coming at you like we do every week right here. With a good scratchy Six Fat Dutchman record, here's the Schneider Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it, Six Fat Dutchmen. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Do you know that the word Schneider and the word bartender have the exact same number of letters in them? It looks like they do. They line up exactly the same when you type them. And I only know that because now that we played the Schneider Polka by the Six Fat Dutchmen, we're going to play the Bartender Polka by Eddie Wojcik's Orchestra, and the letters line up exactly the same length. I don't know what the deal is with that. It's some kind of psychic thing. I don't know.
Takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
He and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Yeah!
One for the road. He says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey!
I don't know. I think mice find that record to be offensive, don't you think? Because it's kind of derogatory to mice. I don't know. Just checking my political correctness this week. Oh, yeah, right. Anyway, glad you're with us for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, here's one you don't hear very often. I have Walt Jaworski and his orchestra and the Little Lulu Rhinelander. And this is another well-worn 45, but she plays pretty good. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it there. Walt Jaworski at his TV orchestra with the Little Lulu Rhinelander. And if you saw that record, you would be shocked and amazed that it sounded that good, because this record is just really worn out. It's kind of worn gray looking, and it's got scratches in it, and the hole is all wore out and beat up, and you'd think, yep, we better skip that one. But plays pretty good. Now for one that does show its age, and I play this record a couple of times a year maybe, mostly for the local folks here in northern Minnesota, where we're doing the actual show. There was a guy up on further up on the Iron Range here by the name of Bobby Arrow years ago. He's a Finlander, invented a Finglish thing, and he had quite a deal going on the radio up there for decades, and he made a few records. And every now and then I throw one in, and I get, this is called the number 7 Schottische. And in reality, a number 7 is a highway that goes up. In fact, it's been renamed the Bobby Arrow Memorial Highway now. And that's Arrow, A-R-O, by the way. And he recorded several versions of the Highway number 7, or the Highway number 7 Polka, the Highway number 7 Schottische, or just the, you know, Highway number 7. And everyone, every time he did it, the lyrics were different. Anyway, this one's on a record, and it's called the number 7 Schottische. And for local folks, you know what's going on. And for the rest of you, just stand back and be amazed.
Well, here we go with another couple of 2-3 minutes needle scratching. Here's the ghost now.
When I'm feeling pretty high from the gully I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway, known as number 7. And when the kappa's all closed tight, I do the only thing that's right. I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway, known as number 7. If you ever come and visit, there's one thing you will see. 15 blonde-headed Finnish kids that look exactly like it me. I feed them kala mojakka, sometimes riiskryni puurova, in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. Soita paru teikki voika jaa. Dai 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 dai. It's a one-room shanty with a trail in the back leading to the resting room. And there's a sauna there where I change underwear every June. My Minnie and my mother-in-law, you'll see, beating the dickens out of me in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. Not the 1, 2, 3 or the 4, 5, but the highway number 7. Yeah, yeah.
He actually went from Minnesota to Finland. He became so popular, he went over there and did a live show. Anyway, Bobby Arrow here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I just feel like every now and then I'm required to throw that one in. I don't know why. But as long as we're doing the Schottische. And a Schottische ago, we had a Rhinelander on, and now we got another Schottische, because, well, I'm in the mood now. Here's Whoopi John and the boys. It's the Out of Sight Schottische.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Whoopi John. And I'm telling you what, that record looks like it's brand spanking new. I mean, you couldn't find a record more shiny and more perfect than that one. Anyway, here we go. Let's, I lied to you earlier. I said I had a big stack of 45s and didn't have any LPs in the show this week. And then what happens? I forget. I got a stack of LPs sitting down here on the floor at my feet that I had grabbed for the show today. And I forgot all about them when I started out. So I they're not all 45s. Not that it even matters. But here's the Ray Conkle Band. It's the Mini Ha Ha Polka. All right, there you go. That's the Mini Ha Ha Polka. That is the Ray Conkle Band, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, I'm trying to decide what to do. Maybe we'll take a commercial, and then we'll come back. I got one where I have no idea if my pronunciations will even be in the ballpark. I'll work on them for a minute, and we'll be right back.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty. Now, I see I still don't know. I don't even think this record's been on the show before, probably because I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But we're living on the edge today. I got the Poor Cinderella Polka on a great record from Kuka Records out of Wisconsin. This is brand new. I just took this out of the cellophane, and that cellophane's got to be like 50 years old, man. Because I'm telling you, it's a brand spanking new record that's 50 years old. No one ever opened it. It's the Poor Cinderella Polka. Is it Rainy Gadkey's Orchestra? R-E-I-N-Y. Rainy Gadkey. G-A-E-D-T-K-E. Did I even spell that right? Let me look here. Did I even spell that right? Yeah, R-E-I-N-Y. G-A-E-D-T-K-E. Rainy Gedke's Orchestra. I think that's right. I like to think it's right. Anyway, here they are doing the Poor Cinderella Polka. Wait a minute. I have to push the right button. Ah, now this time, not kidding this time, they're really going to do the Poor Cinderella Polka. All right, there you go. See, I got it figured out there finally. Rainy Gedke's Orchestra, Poor Cinderella Polka. No idea if I was pronouncing that name right or not, but that's the way it goes sometimes. We just might fit in two more songs today. I'm not talking as much, and I had a couple of short records. We're going to see what we can do. Here's the Casey Sorsky Orchestra, your Something Else Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it there, and I'm checking the old clock on the wall. I think we sneak in another record. I think that makes 17 records in a show. I don't think we've ever done that before. Let's squeeze this one in here. It's the Old Timers Polka. Here's Matt Vorderbrugge in on Tim's Oompa Hour. Wow, would you look at that? There's Matt Vorderbruggen there and the Old Timers Polka. And I just finished counting, and yes, we got 17 records into the show this week. I think that sets a record for records. I think we topped out at 16 before, and I like showing off, man. But, yeah, 17. Not bad for a duffer, eh? I wonder if that's under par. No, that's over par. That's bad.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and World of Accordions Museum. Back next week to do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.